this is Sarah. My friends call me Luna, and this is podcast with no name. Okay, and this week it is our Women's Appreciation Week. Drum roll. Okay, I don't have the drums, but then y'all know what I'm saying. This is our week, and I decided, you know, we gotta like appreciate the women, you know, everywhere, all over the world, you know. And that last episode, we went down Easter Lane, you know. We talked about some women, you know, you know, Margaret Thatcher. We went down every lane. We talked into fashion, I mean, Chanel. We had to just talk about that woman, you know. We talked about a whole lot of women. But this time, I mean, we're going to talk about something we want. We want. You know, when we talk equality, as a feminist, anytime I say something like, you're a feminist, I'm like, no, I'm not against men having a say. I'm against women not having a say in conversations, in the society, in, you know, industries, different, you know, affairs of life. We are so limited, and that's what I'm against. I want equality for women, and it's really kind of like vital to me, and it's very important to me. Very important. That's how you see me talking up and out, you know, up and, you know, I'm like around the world. Good, good. Okay, good. I see you. Exactly, that's what I'm for. And but this time I had to like talk about it. I know most times you're like, oh, female, you know, we gotta do this, but we just like literally directed to the I'm not gonna say it like this now. Okay, we mostly directed to the politics, you know, the fashion, you know, other things. We're like, I mean, we gotta like do some things too. So I'm gonna talk about something. Out to get that man. Out to get that man of our dreams, baby. Out to get them. Michael Jordan. You know, I like me Jordan. I like B Jordan. I need me some love and B Jordan. You know what I'm saying? I need some love. Yeah, so if I were to want that kind of thing, I like, you know, I have to like two things. I mean, I want some Trevor Jackson. Charles and my people. I do not want Trevor Jackson. Sorry. My friends want Trevor Jackson. Damn, I had to use it. You guys are like influencing me too much. Anywho, y'all know what I'm doing. Okay. So I'm gonna talk about things. So I'm not gonna like talk about things. So a lot of things came to my mind. What was I going to say? What was I gonna talk about? You know, we've got domestic violence, we've got, you know, rape, we've got so many things to talk about. But I felt like we need to talk about things. Life is good. How much has life got issues? It's the good. It's good. Life is good. People, it's good, you know. So what are those things that we could like do? And I know one thing is so paramount among women. One-sided, oh my god. One-sided love, one-sided relate, oh my god. Friend zoning, damn. We be like, we friend zone guys, but we also get friend zoned so much. I got friend zoned so much. It's kind of like so hard to not pay for. Yeah, seriously, that thing kind of a whole like shit. Damn. Anywho, so I hacked my guys that what is it that y'all like in women? What is that thing that, you know, makes that man, you know, that makes that man go, damn, that lady be like, damn, she be giving me some, And what's that thing that you're like, damn, don't be doing no such thing. Don't. Like, what are you doing? Stuff like that. So, now, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like, how to get the man of your dreams, girl. How to get that man. How to get a man. I'm like crazy right now, but I'm like, how to get a man of your dreams, dreams, what you're saying? Damn. How to get that boy right there that you know you like him, but you kind of like scared to meet him. He wants you to talk to, but okay, sorry, that came around. Girl, he wants you to talk. He wants you to say, you're mine. He wants you to say, I like you. But you sometimes don't want to say it. I understand some of y'all don't like to say, though I'm the kind of person that will tell you, say you're mine. Because I'm going to say my mind. If I like someone and I really, 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 like, really, really want to be with that person and he is not with someone else, I'm going to tell him, I like you, dude. And yeah, we need to learn how to undo no. But okay, let's get right into it. First of all, well, basically all of them said physical attraction. I mean, a guy wanna see a girl who's looking good, you know. So under the physical attraction, you know, some of them like some boob, some, give me some loving of some ass, you know. Some of them like some, y'all know, now I'm bunna and some shit, right there. Okay, I'm putting some bunna right now, right? You know, but I think bunna likes some butt, ass thing. But let's say, those to the ass thing, they like to be cheating, but I don't want to, like, you know, go deep into that, because I don't want to say it's true or not true. But then bunna be doing it. We don't know what's going on. He ain't talk yet. And Steph's like, it's some Nollywood shit. Okay, let's be serious. Attraction. So a guy said he wants his girl to be presentable. It wants to be like when he brings his girl out and his guy's be like, yo, damn boy, you're like hitting it right now. Like, I don't know what boy say, guy say, but I know you get what I'm saying. So that's what they want. Do it be to girls like, damn, my man is fine. Yeah, give me some love. Exactly. That's how they want it too. They also want y'all to look presentable. So if you look presentable, you might get your man, you know, you might get his attention. You might be like, it might be like, oops, that good, looking good right now. Okay. I've been bringing on my music shit, you know. Forgive me. Damn, I'll be sounding weird these days. Jesus Christ, have mercy on your child. Okay, not just that. Not just looking presentable. Although they said something is very important in looking presentable for them. Apart from you having your ass in your boobs. If you do not have it, it is nothing is wrong with you. Please, I'm begging you to roll on muffin bag. If you don't have boobs, if you don't have ass, girl, you're good. You fine. You sexy like that. You don't need no ass, no shit. I mean, to that, dive into it. I mean, look at Alba and Cole. Their wives are not, you know, big and accessory, but they're fine, girl. They're doing good, and they've got their, you know, everything's just, it's just going fine. Please don't get me started. Okay. They said looking kept, you know, you can look presentable that day and then the next day y'all like looking like shit. I mean, some of us, I'm not gonna remove myself out of this, but some of us, we, you know, we dress up so nice. I'm gonna be like, Tim, this boy making me feel, oh god, we be looking good, you know, we be looking sexy. It's good, it's fine, it's cool, but it doesn't end there. We could look good even when we're trying to look comfortable in our homes, you know, not looking like as if you just woke up from a shack of, you know, rags. I mean, dress good, girl. You gotta look good, you gotta look good, you gotta look fresh, you gotta look sexy. Okay, seriously, stop doing that, girl. Okay, secondly, not totally. Oh, they say you gotta have nice skin. Oh, dude, I'm like, when I first saw this one, I'm like, boo, it's not my fault, my skin not fine. If you got some money to give me, I'm not mind it. Come on, pay me some cash, I'm gonna look good too. Stop. I don't think I wanna agree with that too. Although it's good, you know, for your skin to look fresh. I'm not asking to look, oh, sun glowing and all. But I don't think I'm at, like, totally go with that. Good skin. I mean, you gotta look good, but it's not my fault. Nature's not good on the skin. Don't stress me. Sorry, but no, don't stress me. But it don't mean if you don't have it, but if you have it, it means too. And yeah, they talked about some nice hairdo. They said something. They said you aren't supposed to do some nice hair and it doesn't fit you. Stop it. You do ponytail, but it's not fine on you. Girl, why the fuck did you do it in the first place? Why did you do it? Who sent you message? You know the ponytail, your dog head not coming. No, you stop. I think this is what they're kind of like saying, like, know what you kind of like, what fits you. It's kind of like important, even in the fashion sense. Oh, don't get me started on that one, the fashion sense. I actually kind of agree with them. Y'all don't, some of y'all don't even know what fits you, and then you wear it and I'm like, okay. Also, I'm gonna talk to myself right now. Sarah, you wear things that don't fit you, but I don't know what to do to it. I'm just like, I don't know. But really, some of y'all just like, some of us just dress and seriously, it just doesn't work. And we need to like appreciate our bodies and, you know, come on, girl. You gotta like bring the good in the good. I don't know, but I just feel like we could do it more than just looking so normal. I mean, we want a man of our dreams, but that man of our dreams has got expectations, baby. He wants you to look good and, you know, looking so fresh and sexy. Looking tangible. Yeah, girl. stop doing it. Okay, I'm gonna stop that. Sorry, guys. Okay, I think I'm gonna just like stop in the attraction part, so it's not necessarily like, you know, dress. You know, some of them are like, if you've got that taste of fashion, like they want someone who's got that taste of fashion. Everybody has what they're like. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to say that. All the things I'm gonna like give are just like compilation of different things, and I just came up with a summary of it. Everyone's got different things they want. Like I said, some people want to ask someone, some are like bunnabo, you know. Let me some shit, I'm out some bunnabo. Okay, wait, I didn't say that word, did I? Okay, love me some shit, love me some bunnabo. Okay, seriously, I'm just saying. So don't just like take this two parts in now and like, oh, you want some ass, you want some boobs, girl. You might find your dangle terror waiting for you in the back here. You just gotta like, you know what I'm saying. Okay, I'm getting to the main part now. For all of them, like literally all of them said something. They don't want no girl who ain't smart. They do not want no girl who's not smart. If you don't have things, how can you profit there? No, why would you self think about it? Don't get me started. So a guy said something. He said, a guy that wants stupid girls wants them because he knows they're easy to manipulate. Or not. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. It's kind of like kind of getting a bit under the weather. I told you, y'all know I hate easy weather. What? Damn. Okay, I hate easy weather. Easy. I hate tamatan. Don't stress me in English. I hate tamatan. Oh, I just saw it. I hate tamatan. So I said the weather and the voice is clashing to themselves. But seriously, in terms of intelligent part, they don't want no girl who's not, they want girls who are creative, who have business, like someone that something might be going on or he needs help with something and it's like, it is worked up, or he's just like, why don't you try this, you know? You've got to have like the business, like you've got to be able to think. He doesn't want someone that is not going to be able to like, oh babe, look at this, and it's like, oh, is your work? I can't. Oh, okay, let me give an example. Okay, he's working and, you know, he's typing, and then you want him in the room, but you can't get him. Wait, what am I saying? Am I giving an instance of something? No, okay. Let me do like this. He's working and you kind of like needs attention, and you're like sitting down and you're looking at him, and you know it's like he's gonna take time, but you want him not to take time. You gotta be able to help him. Like, you have to be able to help. Is he in the mindset part or something? That's like, why don't you do it like this? You don't even know me because of what you said, we drop it. To get like, you have to like be, I don't even know. See, when you become a lock polo, I don't even know how to speak to you about to come a lock polo, and that we should have sense that it's important actually. As a human, without a man or not, we need to be smart, you need to be, you know, creative as a woman. I mean, you can claim to be Proverb 31, oh, if you don't have all these things, jokes apart, you need to be creative as a woman. It's important. Okay, future minded. This one, it caught me. I know most of the times we don't always, I don't like, some of us are like, I don't know what I want. The future is so, you know, like it's so misty and all, but then foggy. But at the same time, you need to know something. Do you want to be successful, or you want to become a career woman, or you want to be a full-time housewife? What do you want to do? Both of them, choose one. It's just one in the two. Like, you have to have something that you want. Your future has to be, like, you have to be seeing something in your future. Like, you have to be seeing your future. Like, you can't just be saying you want to be going. Like, no guy wants anybody else want to be going. It's just not okay. Yeah, I read something on was it Twitter? Okay, someone posted a chat of, I think, a friend's boyfriend. Or he's the one that posted it, or she's the one that posted me. So they went all about okay, he said they visited for three four years now, and then he saw something about Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and it was like, looking at their story, he just couldn't deal with her, that's the girlfriend no more, because she didn't have anything to give him. Like, it was like empty barrel, and I was like, okay, girl, you gotta stop it. And he's dating someone currently, 2 weeks on, and it's like, if he's so glad, he might actually end up marrying this person. And he's been doing that for 3 years. At first, I was really angry that why would he do such? You could have actually supported her, you know, tried to help her do something. You know, you guys know what I'm saying? But then, from that chat, it was explained that I've asked you to do something, you know. See, sell that China product. Sell it. Just be doing something. I mean, it was like he helped her. He was trying to help her to do something. He asked her what does she want to do, and she just couldn't come up with anything. Stuff like that. If you watch TMC, shout out to my TMC fans. Okay, the men's club. Yes, exactly. Let me be serious. The men's club. Yes. If you look at the case of Tayo and I was not this game music baby. Oh, I forgot her name. But if you look at their case, it's as much as he likes her, he wants someone who is, you know, someone who can, you know, talk and make so much sense. Someone who has something doing, not someone who sits down and is trying to spend some money. Okay, nah, it's not looking for that. So they're looking for someone who has a future, who's thinking about a future. You know, I mean, at a point in your life, you go and think about yourself, your husband, and your kids. If you don't have a plan for your future yet, what are you thinking about? What? Thinking about money, but then what are you thinking about? Okay, and some of them, okay, most of them are like, you should not be stupid and you should be able to learn fast. I think all falls under intelligence, like I said earlier on. Everything I just said under intelligence. Yes, you have to be creative, business minded, future minded. You're not stupid, you can learn something fast. So some people don't learn fast, but then you're able to like handle situations in the best way. Yes, another one on how to handle your man, you know, how to get that man, you know, get that man communication. See, I'm sure when I was asking these questions, you need to have to know, some of them were like, no, some girls lack communication skills. It's actually, I can totally understand. It's really terrible. Although, someone said, quote unquote, is that what they said? I don't know. Don't stress me. Okay. It said, how did he say it? How much was talking in the Bible? Okay. It's coming to my head already. Okay. Let's go. It said, I don't mind if a lady replies me in a month time as long as what she says makes sense. Y'all get what I'm saying, right? Okay, yeah. So, exactly. When I heard this one, I was like, most guys complain about people not being able to say anything, but it's like, if you reply me now and what you say doesn't make sense, might as well just end the conversation. I'd rather wait for someone who is a month but will reply me with something tangible that makes sense. I mean, I can't handle. Although most are still on the fact that they want you to be able to communicate with them, not that they will say hi. You will tell them hi in the next 3 years. You now come and write, how are you doing? Why? You never write, how are you doing? You just end it with hi. Why? Why do you like to do like this? Okay, seriously, I just feel like we could do better, you know, in the communication skills. You could do better, you know, when you communicate with that guy, you don't know if you'll be having it, I mean, most of you, when you're, I mean, apart from working, you take time once in a while just to chat with someone, even if it's just 10-15 minutes. It works well. You're keeping communication to a point. Some people don't even have to keep 5 minutes talk conversation, anyone. Okay, another one, good vibes. Everyone likes good vibes generally. I think that's just for general Disney. Everyone wants good vibes. So if you want that guy, you have to like have good vibes, okay? You gotta have the good vibes, you know? You gotta be like someone that can, you know, fit into his spiritual life. Like someone that when it's time to pray, it's not as if we do not see, no, this thing is going to be able to. I don't say should, but we are like as if no. And Nigerian is from your head too. No, that's not the CAC prayer. I'm talking about someone who can pray with him, or someone with, okay, for instance, it's like, oh, I want to start a business, and they're like, oh, I'll put you in prayer. Mm-hmm. So you can help if you have any financial error. They've instructed us that we don't need to help them. That is prayer that we used to say. But then, if I still give you money, I pray I know what can do it. So, but it can happen. I'll be like, no mind, enjoy it, guys. You guys get what I'm saying, right? So, yes, I think the good vibes is just general, like I said earlier on. You gotta get the good vibes. Okay, like seriously, we need good vibes. Then secondly, women that don't listen. Personally, I don't like it. Or personally, don't try it with me. I will still break it. What? Generally, I think it's
something that happened with so many females. Why? Why would you do that? It's just really annoying. Seriously. It's just really... Don't even get me started. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. What? You don't listen. You just want to jump into conclusions. And, you know, they don't like it. I think I understand that part too. You know. They want someone who is able to, like, listen to them. Although... But then, let's be serious. Like... Listen is important. They want people who are able to listen to them and try to like come to an understanding. Not the one that you want to listen, but you're not here. You're not like okay, just let me talk that when somebody's listening but it's not listening. If you don't understand, I don't know how to explain again. It's hard. But some they don't want people like that. They want people who listen. So and they want someone who is flexible. Like someone okay, for instance. It wants to go and watch, but there's DSTV, there's subscription, there is like there's Gen, it's halfway, exactly. But it wants to go out and watch football, and then you're like, okay. So that when you come back or one day people fight, you can bring up the argument. Nah, it doesn't work that way, girl. Stop it. Is this there? Stop it. Okay, seriously, stop it. Like it just doesn't work that way. Seriously. Don't. It's the best way to do it is when he says he wants to watch football outside, the first question that should come to your mind actually is why. You get like why don't you want to watch football at home? And then it goes on that babe, now the vibe. And if you feel like you want to follow him, carry your bag. You gotta be like the football person, not the one that you're not a football person, but because you are a clingy person, then you follow him to the place. Now, but if you're also a football person, you either follow him or you reason with him that okay, instead of you to go invite your guys over, I'm not cooking, but invite your guys over, like invite these guys over. Let's you know talk it out. Like you can't call, like you need to be able to talk things out with them. You need to be flexible, not so rigid. No, you're not going, you can't go, this is your out. No, don't do that, girl. Don't, sweetheart. You could do it in a nice way, baby. So instead of that, why don't you just sit down with him and like just ask him that why now, that bring up ideas. If you think you don't want him to leave the house, okay, babe, I don't want you to go out late. Why don't you call your friends? They should come over now. I will let them. I'll allow them. You know, like stuff like that. We should be able to do that one too. So that's what our guy said. They said we should be flexible. You know, just to get that man. You know, that man is waiting for you. But you gotta be flexible. He doesn't want no rigid. He doesn't want anybody affecting his peace of mind. You understand? So yes, I want someone who is flexible. Okay, smart conversation. See, I like Romeo and Juliet, though they died, but I like Romeo and Juliet. Yes, I like Romeo and Juliet. But so why are you going to hate you? Your conversation is I love you, I love You know when Apple have on us inside Twitter poets, yeah, excited people. Exactly, it's what I end in tears. It's winding, yes. Stop doing such. Like, you can have smart conversations with a guy you like. I mean, it would just run. Not some guys that I know once. Okay, I'm not gonna say that way. I know some people that they bring up conversations just because they want to see if when they take you out on dinner, company dinners, you know, or company dates, you do embarrass them. I'm sorry, this is not Korean thing, because everybody females in Korea, they're just stupid. But this is not Korean film. This is Nigerian reality, Nollywood. So grab your copy now. It's exactly that one. Don't be stupid in conversations. Like, you got on a date, it's either you're quiet, and if they're not asking to talk, you're not saying something stupid. Why? Why you embarrass my race? Why you embarrass the females? Why? Okay, so this is how it's going to go. If I go on a date with a guy, a company with my guy, I'ma just be thinking of my future right now. If I go on a date with a guy and it's like a company dinner and I look gorgeous and some girl, you know, and then it goes on and first I wouldn't say much. I'ma just be like, you know, casual eye, you know, jovial, smiling, not frowning like shit, you know. Hi, good afternoon. Oh, good evening. Oh, you look beautiful. Oh, I love your nails. Let's end there. But if you are now, you know, put into conversation, you'll be like, oh, even if you don't know what to say, see, me, I used to say something that, maybe because I used to ask money for my daddy a lot. So now to ask, mom saw I want a rock. I don't know it. But if it's watching news about House of Assembly, I will talk about one person. I don't know his name. I can quickly Google it. Just have an idea. So if he's going for a dinner, that's a bit tech. Even if I don't have any idea, if you even have anything, be like, oh, it's not my thing, though, but I think what you guys do is great. Like, be able to act smart. Be smart. We are smart women. Bring it out. That's the way the boy will notice you. Yes, girl. That's the way we notice you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna, like, just go back and, like, yes, that's my right. So, before I get to the last one, I want to, like, go back and, you know, the last segment, I want to go back and, you know, come again, just so, you know, you put it in your head. Attraction. Guys like you, presentable, looking good. It's the first thing a guy notices before he notices the rest. Although that's important, but I mean, if you're looking gorgeous, hey, gorgeous in the corner. I don't know the song, I'm begging, but you get what I'm saying, Sha? Attraction. And then intelligence and... baby, go intelligent, go smart. As a woman, be smart. You get what I'm saying? Exactly. And in the intelligence, but that's, you have to be creative, future business-minded. You have to not be stupid, not someone that you'll be acting like as if, no, you don't go to school, you went to school. No, not that one. Someone who learns first, you know. And it's important. So the third one was communication. Yeah, someone who knows how to converse, good vibes, listens, flexible, you know, smart conversation. It's important. But let me let you know something before I go to the last two. That's how it goes if I say last two or one. You understand what I'm saying? You get, so I want you to know that these things I've said are from different people. Although as much as they are different people, there are some people who don't have all these things that I've said now, they don't have problem with it. They don't see anything wrong with it. It's how it's doing that they say it. It's important. Like, no, forget that one too. It's very important. Like, as much as we gather day with all these things, we just talk, say, guys, like, if you want to get the guy where you want, do all this, like, try to, they look, do all these things. Eh? Some guys don't like them because they're not just in that mindset. Like, they're not just in that mind frame. That's some guys, wrong. I mean, some guys tell you that, come on, shake, but I look, how am I sound like it out? What is wrong with me? Oh, Jesus. Okay, seriously. So, I hope you guys get what I'm saying. Like, I don't want you to just, like, not, I want you to put this to heart, but at the same time, everybody, like, one man's vision, another man's voice, and that's very important. I think that, damn, I could have said that since. Okay. Then, another one is character. Some women do not have good character. I know women who don't have good characters. Like, it is disappointing, disgusting, actually. Like, really disgusting. La bum la wasp. Sorry, I've been in one particular video and I can't seem to get it out of my head. Kukracha. Okay, seriously. Character. Yes, some people have really disgusting characters. Jokes about, like, really, I know that what seems too much, forgive it if it's an insult to you, but people are really terrible characters. Like, characters that make you wonder, what in heaven's name? That's what mean. Some men are so mean. Like, don't even get me started. So, guys don't want girls who are, you know, like, who are, they don't have, like, there's no niceness in them. No, it's not nice. It's not great. And, they want someone who is understanding. I think I kind of, like, said that in the last one. Understanding. Someone who understands the situation. When the guy says, I don't have much. See, let me even tell you. Let me give you one gist. I know some of you that have seen it. So that's how one guy. Some women will embarrass you. Some women, just get, they will embarrass you. So, that day. Was it that day? Okay, I saw it online too, Jerry. See, Amy is a Twitter person. I just walk on the street on Twitter, minding my business. So, that's how. This girl now say she needs 200. Her up kick is 200k. Baba said he doesn't have the money. He kilo man, she and one girl. She had to do it. The guy not having that amount to give her, and she wanting more. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you're supposed to be giving me more than what? It is not your responsibility, girl. You are not married. Stop making it. It's not your father. It's not your mother. Even your uncle said, did not have responsibility like you want to put on your boyfriend. Why? It was just so annoying. Like, she did not understand the situation. He said he didn't have that amount. And then you went all out. I mean, if the sugar daddy I tried that one with, he go cut you off. Oh my God, forget that one. No, we can't be that one now. It was really embarrassing. Like, I mean, actually, some women will embarrass you. The money she was asking for was just outrageous. Someone said he doesn't have it. You need to understand that situation. I'm not saying that you should not be able to, like I said about flexibility, but at the same time, you don't understand this. You say 120k, but once they don't have it, you must say, oh, why you don't like this? Oh, seriously, it doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. Like, don't do it. Like, try to be understanding as a woman. It's important, like, that you're understanding, like, you understand him, like, you understand, okay, situations, okay. If you're not able to get married, okay, let's say even in marriages, it's the same thing. Baba said he doesn't have that much money in his hand. Okay, babe, it's kind of like tight. If you have the money, okay. If you don't, okay. Every man wants to take care of his woman, married or not. That's just like period. Like, it's just like period. Like, do not joke about it. Like, every man wants to take care of his woman. But you have the money that minute. You don't pressure someone else. Some money that is working for her. Hey, Egbami. Embarrassing, yeah. Like, something that is working for, and saying you're not working, he's trying to, like, give you money and you're not stressing him or anything. But then you begin to stress him and pressure him. Over what? Excuse you, sister? You like, fine? Don't do that. We need to be understanding, people. We need to be understanding. Like, we actually need to be very understanding as women. I know so many women are understanding, but some women will embarrass you. Kasoto. So, if you want a man, you know, you gotta be understanding as a woman, stuff like that. Okay, another thing is disciplined. See, there are times where you got to, like, put yourself together and, you know, be able to pack yourself and package yourself fast. And there are times where you bring me like this. I don't insult myself. So they've insulted me small. Don't insult me, but I just, as in, when it's time for me to sit upright and, you know, like, let people know that I'm also classy, but when you get, again, I'm classy, do not go there. And when it's time to be a razzite, money razzite, you see it in me, I see it in me. Ha, I just want to eat on my but see, let me see, yeah, you can't take me to Amala's sky. I expect me to be classy and boozy. I can't help it. I'm a lion only do. If you don't, it's so hard, so easy. But seriously, we can actually use the, like, cutleries, fork to, like, you know, it's like cutleries, make use of our cutleries when necessary and all. I'm also gonna be using fork and knife. It's nice, nice to enjoy your mouth too. I did not do that one, no. Like, pretty simply, be someone who has, you know, even when people offend you outside, just, you know, use the calmness in the alone to, like, hold it, and just be, you know, I don't know, discipline has to do with many things, but I'm just trying to, like, give anything to some, like, not everything, stuff like that. So, someone said something. I picked this one single-handedly because I wanted to understand what the person meant by level of, motivagbe. I wanted to Google the pronunciation. I forgot. So, but she must saw, because she understand it. Okay. Piety, pie. It's kind of like piety. Oh. Anyone, but when I checked for the meaning, it meant dutifulness and devotedness. Okay. So, a guy wants someone who can listen to him, not someone who can't. When you listen to a girl, like, your guy's like, babe, don't go, that I don't want you to go. I don't mean authoritarian, kokoshi. If it's that one, kokoshi, I'm interested. Okay, authoritarian, no. But a guy's like, babe, don't do this, and you're like, why? Okay, you're trying to, like, reason with him and all. Someone you can talk to, that don't wear this now, wear something. No, like, nah, I want to calm down. Feminism, ma, you're not the name. Are you the one that they name feminism? No, so calm down. You, so stuff like that. Like, you need to, like, be able to calm down, like, being dutiful. And you've been, like, you are devoting, you love this person. Okay, I think I might put it like this. I tried to put it well, but I didn't really get the thing well, but I tried. More trying now. I mean, you know, when you put in, you love someone, and you put in your best to make such person happy. I don't say you should kill yourself trying to make somebody happy, but you put in, you give in, you give your all into the relationship. Please, it's not I give myself away so you can use me. It's not that one. It's not that one. It's not that one. I'm saying you've been able to, like, you can't be in a relationship that you're not actually into. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, being in that relationship, someone who listens, someone who does, like, I just, that's how I felt it was. That's what I felt was. Though, although I was able to get to the person fast, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. Did that make sense there? But being dutiful and, you know, devout about something. Let's go to the next one. Yeah, guys like people that are financially stable, women who are working, women who have something doing. It's important that you're doing something, you know, like you're up and doing, not women who don't have anything doing. Like I said, sell the China product, sell the thing, sell it. I get your back. Sell that thing you want to sell. Don't let someone hold you down. Don't say, I want to sit down. As long as you're like full-time housewife, you can actually do something being a full-time housewife. A full-time housewife can also be a food blogger at the same time. I mean, you could do so much. I mean, the internet, we're in the age of technology, so you can do so much and still be in your house. Either you want to become a future housewife. Okay, I'm gonna go to this segment. This segment is kind of like different. It has to do with like what turns guys off. Like, what's that thing that makes you like, nah, it's just like, no, I'm just not interested. Like, don't, like, that's it, I'm done with the relationship. That's if you're even in a relationship. But if you want to get this man and then you do certain things, like, nah, girl, stop it. Okay I said I categorized it into something. It said I'm killing on four. Okay, so first thing is someone who doesn't know how to think. It goes back to intelligence, like I said in the first segment. Like, you gotta know how to think, girl. You gotta know how to think. Like, it might bring something to the table. You're not even dating, but okay, just like say in a normal scenario, you just like this dude from afar, and then y'all are discussing, and you don't have anything to say, or you don't have anything to think of to say, girl. You gotta like have something to think of to say. You gotta like have something to think of to say. You gotta have something to think of to say, girl. You gotta have something to think of to say. Do not embarrass me, girl. Okay. Someone said, do not be dumb. Although I find that kind of like not insulting, but it's insulting. I mean, don't do that. Don't call us dumb. But some girls kind of act like that. You know, I'm not slying or snitching. I'm just saying some of us don't even know the right thing to do. Like, we just do some dumb shit. I'm like, girl, don't be caught doing that shit. Okay. This one, I totally agree with it. A lying woman. Why you could they lie? Waiting cosa. Why could that kind of thing? Don't know they do that. Like, it's really like, it's like having a, like you said, it's like having a frenemy. Like, she would legit, you would legit, like, no guy wants it. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants someone who lies. I mean, well, if I wanted it, sick in the head. Yes, girl, I'm sick in the head. So, be able to, like, you know, not lie. I mean, because when guys see someone who lies, they're like, nah, I can't deal with no shit. No. Okay. I know I'm supposed to categorize this, but I just feel like I wanted to give it as they said it. Someone said, I don't fuck with anything. Don't fuck with anything that gives me peace of mind. Like, don't fuck with anything. Actually, mentally, move was stable. Me self as a girl, move was stable. So why would I want to be making somebody unstable? Stop it, girl. Stop pressurizing men. Stop pressuring them on this. You're not even giving them the good pressure that they need, okay, to be better. Instead, you are pressuring them to bankrupt. Say bankrupt, I'll be bankrupt. One of the two. Why? Why would you be doing that? No, we shouldn't be doing that. It's really, really bad. It's really terrible. I don't like to see us do that. And guys don't like it either, you know. They don't want to see us doing that. They want something more. Yes, and you should know how to communicate. Like, my guy is like, he wants to be able to, you know, communicate with you. He wants to be able to, you know,
communicate with you, girl. I don't know what to say there.
But it's, I think it's the same thing. Falls out of the first segment too. But this is the turn off for guys. Girls that don't know how to communicate. That I always instigate conversation. But girl, don't do that. I want to be able to instigate conversation to yourself. Like, say hi, sexy. Like, hi, gorgeous. Just joke around. I know he's the man of your dreams. You want to get him. But I know. But you gotta, like, do things that are, like, really nice. And, you know, be able to communicate with him. Okay. This one is fun. But I'm going to say it. Is it that girls that don't know how to cook are turn off? Alaye. Oh my god, I'm sure this person listens to it, it might kill me or something. But hello, you calm down, kilo share. Actually, I don't know if I want to find that. No, I think it's just an essential for everybody. Like, everybody should know how to cook. Like, you should know how to cook. There's nothing wrong if you, like, you don't need to be the best at cooking, but you should know how to do it. Like, not the one that you don't know how to boil water. Why not? There's something known out to cook and not liking to cook. Please don't mix these things up. Oh, Aisha, you're so full. She doesn't. Nah, don't bring her up. Don't go there. Like, don't bring that kind of person up in this conversation. She did not think that she didn't know how to cook. She doesn't like to do house chores, and her husband understands it. Because a lot of people, I brought this conversation up, someone like, but Aisha is so full and she's still married. Well, girl, you are not Aisha yet, so full, and her husband is not your husband. Abu is not your Abu, and that man is not your man. So don't mix it up. So learning how to do this thing, I just feel like this thing should be basic, because she will die of hunger. She will not feel cool for hunger. My damn, we cook. So be. I have a friend. She's not to cook. She's just lazy. That one is different. Please don't be lazy too. It's not good for the health. But this is another case. Like, knowing how to cook, even if it is like just certain things. I mean, you don't know how to boil rice. You don't know how to make the simplest meal ever. I mean, Indomie. You don't know how to do custard. Like, what? It's really not good. I'm not saying it is bad if you don't, like, it's actually bad if you don't know how to do all this. Like, it's just simple things. Like, it's saying you don't know how to, like, clean your house. What if something happens and you need to do it yourself? Just because you are trying to be, you know, cautious and all. Don't compare yourself to some people and begging you. It's just not done. And yes, guys say they don't like girls. Last one. Stop comparing. Your friend relationship is going one way. You don't dwell on that. Please, stop pressure. It's all on. It falls on that pressure for me. Stop pressuring people. But I think I might just, like, end it there. I hope I was able to help you to know how to get your man, you know. But the main reason behind this topic and, you know, this this session was because, you know, most times we're like, oh, women equality, but we don't want to do certain things that men do. Shoot your shot, know how to go on your knees to ask this man to marry you. You don't need to wait for him. If you like him and he tells you no, okay, fine. Know how to handle no's too. Yes, I mean, they handle shit too. Some of them know how to handle it, but yeah, they handle it. I mean, they get air, they get ghosted. But yes, sure, though, you might go through it too. It's normal. It's something we are all entitled to going through. It's just normal for me. I just feel like we need to be able to do these things. So that was why I put it out there, girl. Know how to get. You might hear some. It's not a driver and you're not traffic light. You can actually go ahead and, you know, ask him, I like you. Can I be? Yes, sometimes. It will tell. Some people will tell you no. It's normal. You tell people no too, duh. So, but I just wanted to use this to encourage women that we should be able to shoot our shots, you know, stuff like that. I hope I was able to help. Anyways, my name is Sarah. My friends call me Luna. And this is Podcast With No Name. And this is our Women Appreciation Week. I hope you are appreciating your women, the women in your life, your mom, your sister, your friends. Please do appreciate them. Thank you. Bye.